Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Be'ha'alo Yischo, the Ashroas HaShechina, the Onon, the cloud representing the Shechina, covers the Mishkan. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Tes, Posuk Tes Vov. Uveyoyim okim es HaMishkan, kiso he'onon es HaMishkan, לאוי הל הוידו שבו ערב יהיה על המשכון כמראי אש עד בויקר. And on the day that the Mishkan was erected, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the year 2449, the Onon, the cloud representing the Shechina, covered the Mishkan. The Mishkan is referring to the Yeriyos HaMishkan, the bottom level of curtains that acted as a oihel, as a tent, as a covering, for the Luchois Ho'edus, which were inside the Oroin. The Luchois are referred to as Ho'edus because they are a testimony that Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai. That was by day. Uvo Erev, and in the evening throughout the night, instead of the Onon, came a Mari Eish, an appearance of fire, and that stayed there until the morning, and then the Onon took its place back. Says Rashi, HaMishkon le'oyel ho'edus. HaMishkon, which is the Yeriyos HaMishkon, ha'osu li'ois oyel le'luchos ho'edus. It was made to be a tent, a covering for the luchos ho'edus. Yihyeh al HaMishkon, although the word Yihyeh sometimes means in the future, will be, but over here it doesn't mean that. Over here it means a constant, a present, an ever-present. It always was. Kamo yohoyve al HaMishkon. Throughout the parasha, when you see this word Yihyeh, it doesn't mean the future, it means the constant, the ever-present. It should be pointed out that this posuk, Uveyoyim hokim es HaMishkon, kiso ha'onon es HaMishkon, is an identical posuk, identical idea, what appears at the end of Parshat Pekudei. That's when the Mishkan was erected, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the year 2449. By Maftir, over there it says, Vayichas, he'onon es oyel moyed, that's uveyoyim hokim es HaMishkon, kiso'onon es HaMishkon, same event. Posuk tezayin, ke'en yihyeh somid, he'onon nichasenu umar e'esh loylo. And this was a constant. It wasn't just on the first day that the Mishkan was erected. It was always this way. By day, the cloud covers it, and by night, a fire. Posuk Yud Zayin Ulefi Hei Olois Heonon Mi Al Hoihel Ve'acharichei Nisu Bnei Yisrael Uvimkoi Masho Yishkon Shom Heonon Shom Yachanu Bnei Yisrael. And when the cloud removes itself from on top of the tent, from on top of the Mishkan, that's a sign that afterwards Bnei Yisrael have to start traveling. And wherever the cloud rests, that's a sign that the Bnei Yisrael have to camp over there. Says Rashi, Hey Olois Heonon, Ketargumoi Ishtalokus, to remove itself. Vechein later on in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Venaalo Heonon, means to remove itself. It does not mean to go up. Frek Rashi, so why didn't the Pasuk use the word of going up? Veloitochen Lichtoiv Ulefi Alois Heonon. And later on in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Ve'oloh Onon. Then it would have meant, and the cloud went up. Says Rashi, because Shein Zeloshen Siluk, the word Alois and Oloh does not mean it removed itself. Rather, Elot Simuach Ve'aliyah, it's coming up, namely the cloud is being formed. K'moi Hine Ovktano Kechaf Ish Oilo Miyom. When you talk about a cloud going up, that's referring to the cloud forming. As the water evaporates from the ocean, it forms a cloud in the sky. That's what the word Aliyah would have meant. And that's why the Pasuk does not say Alois he'onon ve'olo he'onon, rather, Hey Alois ve'na'alo, which means the cloud removed itself from on top of the Mishkan. Pasuk Yudches al pi Adonino yis'u b'nei Yisrael ve'al pi Adonino yachanu. Kol yemei asho yishkoin heonon ala mishkon yachanu. And the Bnei Yisrael traveled on the word of Hashem, and they camped on the word of Hashem. As long as the cloud was dwelling on the Mishkan, they camped. Says Rashi al pi Hashem yisu. In order to fully understand and appreciate the following Rashi, we have to understand what Rashi is doing over here. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Al pi Hashem yisu, val pi Hashem yachanu. Hashem determines the traveling and the camping of Bnei Israel. In Pasuk Chof Gimel, we're about to see, it throws in another factor. Al pi Hashem, biyad Moshe. Moshe also plays a factor in the travels and in the campings of Am Yisrael. How do we square these two ideas, Al pi Hashem and biyad Moshe? So Rashi has a Braisa in Melechas HaMishkon, and Rashi has a Sifri, and he's going to intertwine them, the Braisa Melechas HaMishkon and the Sifri, showing us that it was both Al pi Hashem and biyad Moshe. Says Rashi, Al pi Hashem Yisu, Shoninu b'melechas HaMishkon, that's a Braisa. Kevon shoyu Yisrael noisim, when it came time to Am Yisrael to travel. Hoyo amud ha'onon miskapel v'nimshach al b'nei Yehuda k'min koiro. The onon, which was normally on the Mishkan in a vertical way, it went to the b'nei Yehuda and it bent over, half horizontally. Imagine a person bowing down, like we bow down on Shmoneh Esrei. Miskapel v'nimshach al b'nei Yehuda k'min koiro, like a beam, horizontally. Am Yisrael now knows it's time to travel. So what do the Kahanim do? Toku ve'iriu ve'toku, as we'll see in the next topic by the Chatzoitzrois. Now Rashi throws in the Sifri that brings in the Biyad Moshe. V'lo yohoyo me'halich, but they would not go, Adche Moshe, or the Onon would not travel, and Am Yisrael as a result would not travel. Adche Moshe oimel, kumo Hashem v'yofutsu oyevecho. We'll see later on in the parasha what that means. Back to the Braisa, the Melechas HaMishkon. Ve'nosa Degel Machane Yehuda. And now, Degel Machane Yehuda starts traveling. The word Zubisifri is going back on the words Ve'lo Yehoyo Mehalech HaChemoyisha Oymel Kumo Hashem. Ve'al Pi Hashem Yachanu, says the Braisa, the Melechas HaMishkon. Kevon Shoyu Yisrael Choinin, once it came time to camp, Amuda Onon Mitamer Ve'oilo would go up. V'nimshach al bnei al gabe bnei Yehuda k'min sukkah, would go up on the machane of Yehuda like a sukkah, like a tent. Back to the Sifri, bringing in biyad Moshe. V'lo yehoyo nifras ad shemoshe oimer shuvu Hashem rivavois alfi Yisrael. We'll see later on exactly what that means. But Moshe had to announce that the Onon should return back to its dwelling place on top of the Mishkan. And that's how Rashi stems both al pi Hashem and biyad Moshe. Have yoimer al pi Hashem uviyad Moshe. Posuk yutes uvehari cheonon ala Mishkan. Yomim rabim v'shomeru v'nei Yisrael es mishmeres adonai v'lo yisou. And as long as the Onon resided on the Mishkan, even if it was for many days or many years, Am Yisrael would guard their job, the job that Hashem gave them, and they would not travel.
V'yesh asher yihyeh Onon yomim mispor ala Mishkan.
And there were times that the Onon rested on the Mishkan only for a few days. Whatever it was, they traveled only based on what Hashem said to camp and when Hashem said to travel. Says Rashi v'yesh kloimar upeomim. There were times yomim mispal yomim muot.
Posuk Chof Hale v'yesh asher yiyeh Onon me'erev ad boiker v'na'alo Onon b'boiker v'nosou o yoimom v'laylo v'na'alo Onon v'nosou.
And there were times that the Onon, the cloud, rested on the Mishkan only from evening until the morning. And in the morning, the cloud removed itself from the Mishkan and they had to travel. Sometimes it was for a day and a night and the Onon removed and they traveled.
Oyoimayim, oy choydesh, oyomim, behari cheonon ala mishkon el lishkoin olov, yachanu v'nei Yisrael, v'lo yisau, uvehei olo yisau.
Sometimes it was 2 days, sometimes a month, sometimes a year. As long as the Onon was on the Mishkan, dwelling on it, Am Yisrael camped and did not travel. And when the Onon removed itself, then they traveled. Says Rashi, oyomim, shono. It can't mean days because we're going from small amount to big amounts. Yomayim is 2 days, Chodesh is a month. What's the next increment? A year. And Rashi proves that Yomim can mean a year from Parashat Behal. פוסוק חוב גימל על פי אדוינו יחנו ועל פי אדוינו יישאו אס משמרס אדוינו ישמרו על פי אדוינו ביד משה.
עם ישראל camps and travels only on the word of Hashem, and they guard this job that they were given. They were given a job to camp and travel whatever Hashem says to do, based on what Hashem says in the hands of Moshe, as Rashi explained before, how exactly Hashem and Moshe worked together in making Am Yisrael travel.
Ad kan, the fourth topic of Parshas Be'ha'alo Yischo, the Hashroas HaShchina, the Onon on top of the Mishkan. On to the fifth topic, the Chatzoitzrois, the silver trumpets.
וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, עשה לך שתי חצוצרות כסף מקשות תעשה איסום, והיו לך למקרא עדו ולמסע אס המחנות.
And Hashem told Moshe, make for yourself two silver trumpets, and you should make it as a miksha, make it out of one solid piece of silver, and you beat it out, you hammer it out, until it gets its shape of a trumpet. And what are they meant for? They're meant for you, Moshe, to gather the nation together when you need to gather them to speak to them. And for the traveling of the nation, when it's time to travel, the trumpets would blow.
Says Rashi, Asei Lecho.
Rashi's going to have three drushes on Asei Lecho. Number one, Shiyu Toikim Lefonecho Kemelech. They should blow in front of you like a king. Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of a king, as it says in Parshas Zisa Brocho. So that's number one, I say, Lecho. They're meant for you, in your honor, like a king. Number two, I say, Lecho, Mishalcho. It doesn't come out of the public funds, it's from your private pocket. And number three, I say, Lecho, Ato Oise Umishtamesh Boem, Veloy Achel. They're only meant for you, nobody else. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, the chatzoitzrois were also nignas, they were put away, never to be used again.
Le mikro ho'edo, to gather the nation, shetil tzel edaberim asanhedrin, ushar ha'om, v'tikroim lesef elecho,
how do you gather them together? Tikroim al dei chatzoitzrois. Ulamasa es ha'machanois, b'shas siduk masois, when it's time to travel, tiskil bohem le'simon, you blow with these chatzoitzrois. Nimtzei sato imel, al pishloisho yunoisim,
it took three steps in order for Am Yisrael to travel. Number one, al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Onon started traveling. Number two, al pi Moshe. Moshe says, Kumo Hashem v'yafutzu ha'ivecho. And number three, v'al pi HaChatzoitzrois, when the Kahanim blew, as we'll see.
Miksha me'ho'eshes, a solid piece of silver, ta'ase be'hakosha sakunos, by banging it out, by hammering it out with a hammer.
Posu gimel v'sake u'bohein, ונוידו אליך כל הועדו אל פסח אוי אל מועד.
If they blow with both of them, that's a sign that the entire nation has to gather to the entrance of אוהל מועד. Moshe wants to speak to them.
Says רש"י וסקו בוהן בשתיהן ועושים למקרא הועדו, שנאמר ונוידו אליך כל הועדו אל פסח אוהל מועד.
פסוק ד' ואם בחס יזכו ונוידו אליך הנשיאים Roshei Alfei Yisrael. And if only one trumpet is blown, that's a sign that all the Nesim have to gather to Moshe Rabbeinu, also to the oil, to the Pesach Oyel Moyed.
Says Rashi Vim Bachasisko, who simu lemikra Nesim, Shenema Vaneadu Elech Vanesim.
Where do they gather to? Although the Pesach doesn't say Mefurash, Vavhein Yeidoson, their gathering is to El Pesach Oyel Moyed. We learn it out from the previous posuk.
Posuk hey, uskatem teru ov nosu amachanois hachoinim keidmo.
And when they blow a trua, that's a broken sound, not a straight sound like a tkia. And Rashi tells us that trua was preceded with a tkia, and afterwards came another tkia, tkia trua tkia. When that happened, that's a sign that the machanois that are on our east, namely the Machane Yehuda, they have to start moving, they have to start traveling.
Says Rashi, Uskatim Trua, Simon Masa Machanois, Tkio, Trua, Utkio.
Although it says Trua in the Pasuk, it means Tkio, Trua, Tkio, Kachonidrash, Besifri, Minamikrois, Aisirim, the Sifri Darshan's Pasuk.
Pasuk Vav, Uskatim Trua, Shainis, Venosua Machanois, Achoinim, Teimono, Teruo, Yiskeu, Lemas Ehem.
And when you blow a second truah, a second time tkiah, truah, tkiah, now the camps on the southern side of the Mishkan, they start traveling, digal machane Reuven. Pozug zayin uvakiles hakohol tiske uve lo yisori u. And when gathering the crowd, only blow a tkiah without a truah, which is quite obvious. We learned above in Pozug Gimel, visoke ubohein, v'nuyadu alecho kolaido. When you want to gather the crowd, then you blow a tkiah, as opposed to Pasuk Hey, when you want to travel, then you blow a truah. So why would I think to blow a truah when you gather the crowd, when the Pasuk says only a tkiah? And for Rashi, what's the Hav Amina? Why would I think that Uvakiles Akol, you should blow a truah, that the Pasuk is to make sure you don't make that mistake? Lefi Shehu Oimer in Pasuk Beis. It says, Pasuk Beis tells us the purpose of the Chatzoitzrois was twofold, also to gather the crowd and also to, as a sign that they're traveling. We make a hekesh, we compare them regarding what? Ma mikro ho'edo, when gathering the crowd, tekeya, bishnei kohanim, uvishtehen, you blow with both kohanim and with both Chatzoitzrois, shenema v'soku bohen, plural, af masa hamachanois, also you're meant to blow with both chatzoitzrois, with two kohanim, even though it doesn't say it in the pasuk hey, that you need two chatzoitzrois and two kohanim, but we learn it out from mikra ho'edo. That means, pasuk beis told us to compare mikra ho'edo and masa hamachanois. Now, I would have a hava amina. Yochol, I would take that to an extreme, compare them completely. Ma masa hamachanois tekea. Umiria v'toikeya, as Pasuk Hey told us with Rashi's explanation, that you throw an atkiya to atkiya. Af mikroedo, I would have thought, should be comparable to masamachanois tekeya umiria v'toikeya. And if that were to be the case, umeato ein chiluk be mikroedo lemasa esamachanois, they're identical. Both of them are done with two chatzoitzrois, two kohanim, tkiya to atkiya. And that says our Pasuk, Pasuk Zayin, Tamud loymar uvakines akol tisku veloy soriu, loymar she'ein truah lemikro ho'edo. Don't make that mistake. Don't compare them regarding the truah. V'hu adin l'nesim, once we know it, regarding the Eda that there's no truah, who adin regarding calling the Nesim, which we said in Pasuk Dalid, if you one chatzoitzra, you blow with one coin, one chatzoitzra, that also does not involve a truah. Harein simen l'shtloshtam. Each purpose has its unique blowing. Mikro ho'edo b'shtayim, with two kohanim and two chatzoitzrois, b'shal nesim b'achas. Vezu vezu, both of them, ain b'hem trua, only tkiya no trua. U'masa machanois b'shtayim, that we learned out of mikro ho'edo and posuk beis, and alidei trua tkiya, you need a blow tkiya, trua tkiya. Posuk ches uvnei aharon akoy hanim yisku b'chatzoitzrois v'hoyu lochem lechukas olam ledoyroi seichem. And who is to blow the chatzoitzrois for the mikro ha'edo and the mikro hanesim and the machal and the masois? B'nei aharon, the kohanim, they have to blow the chatzoitzrois, as Rashi says, uvnei aharon yisku b'mikrois uv'masois halolu. L'choira, the way Rashi learns the pasuk, the words v'hoyu lochem l'chukas oylam l'dero yiseichem is continuing to the next pasuk. The following two psukim says the Torah, you should use the chatzoitzrois for the future generations for the following purposes, because the mikro ha'edo and the masois are not relevant for the future anymore. A bit of a doichak to split the pasuk into two and to say that the second half of the pasuk is going on psukim tes and yud. But l'chaira, that's how Rashi will learn. The Ralbag argues on Rashi. The Ralbag says that the entire pasuk is starting a new topic, that for the future, Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, they will be the ones blowing the chatzoitzrois in the future events in Pasuk Tes and Yud. Regarding the mikro ha'edo and masois, you don't need kohana to blow it, but Rashi is mefurish not that way, that the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim misku b'chatzoitzrois is going back on the previous purposes of the chatzoitzrois. Pozuk tez b'chi savoyo milchomo be'artzechem al atzar hatzirei rezchem v'har yoisem b'chatzoitzrois v'nizkartem lifnei adoino yeloyeichem ונושעתם מאויביכם. And when a war comes to your country, to Eretz Yisrael, the enemy is attacking you. You should blow the chatzoitzrois with a truot, kia, truot, kia. And this way you will be remembered in front of Hashem, and you will be saved from your enemies.
Posuk yud, uviyoyim simchaschem, uvomoyadeichem, uvoroshei chodsheichem, uzkartem bachatzoitzrois, al oiloizeichem, val zivchei shalmichem, והיו לכם לזיכרוי לפני אלוהיכם, אני אדוני אלוהיכם.
And on happy days, and on יומים טובים, and on ראש החודשים, you should also blow these חצויצויס. What are the happy days, שמחסכם, referring to? So the חזקוני says it's a title. On your happy days, namely, on יום טיף. And the Ibn Ezra says either it's referring to the day that you won the enemy, the war that was fought in Posuk Tes, or Simchaschem is referring to Shabbos. So on these days you blow the Chatzoitzrois when? When you bring the Korbonois Oila, the Oilas Tzibu. Most of the Korbonois brought on these special days in Musafim were mostly Oilois. But once a year, on Shavuos, we also bring Shalmei Tzibu. Together with the Shnei Alechem, that's a Zivchei Shalmeichem, you should blow the Chatzoitzrois from bringing these Korbonois. And this will be a remembrance for you in front of Hashem.
Says Rashi, al oiloi seichem, bekorban tzibu akosu medaber.
Not every yochid that brings a korban oilo, do you blow the chatzoitzrois, only the korban tzibu, the musafim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, mikan lomadnu. This is the source. Malchuyois im zichroinois v'shoifois. Whenever you have zichroinois and shoifois, you also have malchuyois together with them. This is referring to a posuk and a Rashi we learned in Parshas Emor, Perek Chof Gimel, Posuk Chof Dalet. Over there it's talking about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And over there it says, Rosh Hashanah is about Zichroin Trua Mikro Kodesh. And Rashi over there darshans Zichroin Trua, Zichroin Psukei Zichroinois, Upsukei Shoiforis. That's the posuk that we learn out, that we have to say 10 psukim of Zichroinois and 10 psukim of Shoiforis in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. 10 psukim of Malchiyos was not mentioned over there in Parshas Emor. Says Rashi, our posuk fills in the missing Malchiyos. Mikan lo madnu Malchiyos im zichroinois v'sheiforois. That whenever the zichroinois and sheiforois, Malchiyos is joined with it. Which, by the way, is not only on Rosh Hashanah. That's where we recognize it from. But the truth is, it was on Yom Kippur of Yovel also. They said Malchiyos, zichroinois, and sheiforois. Where do you see Zichroinus and Sheforis in this Pasuk? Shenemar uskatem hare Sheforis. Lizikoroin hare Zichroinus. Which we know already. The point of our Pasuk is, Ani Hashem Elokeichem zu Malchiyos. The Malchiyos also joins whenever you have Zichroinus and Sheforis. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. That is the idea of Malchiyos. Adkan, the fifth topic of Parshas Behaloyscho, the Chatzoitzrois, the silver trumpets, and what they were used for.